taken a long time.
Okay, thank you very much. We are now back at our main meeting, and it is now time certain for public comments. And I'd like to remind everybody in public comments that this is for the members of the public and people that are members of the PNB and LSB are asked not to raise their hands to be recognized during this public comment period. So I now open it up to public comments. Please raise your hand. I see Mara Rivera raising her hand. Okay. Please unmute so you can, Ms. Rivera, so you can talk.
Okay. Okay. So, shall I begin?
Yes, please.
Okay. I'm speaking as a person who has spent a good part of my life in democratically run organizations rather than top-down bureaucracies with chains of command. The majority on the LSB calling themselves a variety of names, New Day, KPFA Defenders, and more, do not believe in democratic governance, but that the staff and general manager should be the decision makers at KPFA, despite the democratic structure mandated by the Pacifica bylaws of 2002. They have made two or three unsuccessful attempts at changing the bylaws, but as a majority on the KPFA, LSB have made various breaks with existing democratic practices and other attempts to sabotage shared decision-making. They have worked hard at bankrupting the Pacifica network using such means as lawsuits, some frivolous. They have reduced LSB meetings to every other month and now shortened them by 1 hour. The majority have eliminated separate town hall meetings mandated to be held twice a year, made them substitute for regular LSB meetings, and now limited them to an hour and a half. The town halls could be used to report to the listeners honest, informative accounts of current issues, actions, and work at the LSB, and discuss them with the listeners. The listeners are supposed to be not just part of the fiscal structure of the stations like corporate boards, but the decision-making, the radio, the acts of the federal government reflect this, but our listeners are left believing they have little say in the operation of the station when they actually have a key part in it. They did finally begin announcing the LSB meetings at the bottom of the pages at the KPFA website, and you can also find their announcements and skeletal agendas at kpftx.org. This Rescue Pacifica list, the Rescue Pacifica list also plans to announce upcoming LSB meetings so that more people can tune into these board meetings and the public comment periods and held at their ends.
Okay, thank you. The next person is phone number 1-8329-681-438. Please unmute, and you have the floor. Please unmute. 832-968-1438.
Oh, yes, that's me.
Okay, thank you.
Chair, I have a request that you just say the last four digits of the telephone numbers.
Okay.
This is a recording.
Okay. I'm sorry. I will do that.
Yeah. Are we going to report what happened in our breakout group or?
Yes. It's my intention that the next order of business will be the new business. And if we have time after new business, each group will report, to the main group. And if not, if we don't have time for that, then we, as I stated before, you will be emailing your comments to the secretary, which will then be forwarded to the KPFA.
Oh, thank you. Thank you to hear that. Okay. This at KPFA and at all the stations, all of them, all five. We've lost a lot of membership. At KPFT during the COVID, we were shut down as well. We could not enter the building for over two years because of mold, you know, lack of taking care of a building. And it was unsalvageable. It was worth more destroyed, like I forgot how many million, a 1-point-something million, I forgot. And the building is like, you know, 700,000. So FJC Loan got part of it, you know, whatever it was. I can't remember the figures now, but it's the smallest station, 3,000 members. And, but we're in the black. And we have only one paid staff, the engineer, which is supposedly by law, by FCC law required. And then one part-time clerk. Everybody else is pro bono, supposedly. However, our manager announced our interim general manager announced that, three months ago, he's paying, $1 an hour for called commissions. I don't know how many people are doing that. I find this very alarming when, I don't agree with this. There was no, it was just done. It was done. And, that's not a good idea to do that when we have parts of our network, suffering. And I want to remind this board, KPFT could not keep its budget for the first several years. And KPFT still owes that $500,000 that's never been paid. Although KPFT is paying its central services now. However, we have one part-time. And we owe KPFA, KPFK, and WBAI that help keep KPFT alive and to survive today. It's very important. I mean, lives are being saved. Information is going out. And, of course, the important thing is we were like a family before, not now. Now it's like war. one side of the continent, one side of the West Coast, some people there want to sell or swap the WBAI signal. That would be devastating. Instead, the National Board should make corrections there. They have a 100,000 budget line for contractors. We never pay contractors at KPFT. They have full-time paid board ops. We never pay.
Time.
Okay. Time. Okay. The next speaker is Zipporah Collins. Please unmute. Please unmute. You have the floor. Zipporah Collins, you have the floor. Please unmute. Okay, if not, we're going to move on to Eleanor. Please unmute. You have the floor.
I think it's counterproductive to discuss ripping KPFA away from the rest of Pacifica when the way Pacifica is structured, that is not possible. And given the idea that it is possible and that each station should be for itself and guarding its own assets, Pacifica owns everything. And it's all one organization with five subsections. So leading people to believe that it's possible to rip KPFA apart from the rest and save it and not the rest of Pacifica, that's a waste of time. I'd like to know if someone could tell me how many staff are there at KPFA. Can anyone answer that?
Just a second. I can. You hold on. Keep talking, Eleanor, and I'll get it.
Okay. Because I was under the impression that it had...
63 paid staff.
Okay, 63.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, 187.
187. Yeah, I was under the impression that it had about 10 times as much as other stations, and it has 180.
KPFK has 252. KPFT has 136. WBAI has 173, and WPFW has
124. I'm sorry. Let me be clear. I meant paid staff. I beg your pardon. I didn't say it, but that's what I meant. Paid staff.
Okay. Thank you. Your time is up.
Because I believe it has about 10 times as much as other stations. And that
thank you. Your time is up, Eleanor.
Well, you took some of her time to answer the question. So just go ahead and make your point, Miss.
My point is that, WBAI has about 5 paid staff. So, KPFA should, run leaner.
Hey. All right. The next person is Mara Rivera. Please unmute and
she do it before.
Go ahead and speak.
Is that her second time?
Yeah.
Second time in 1 minute.
I just wanted to say, could Susan talk about the breakup groups that we just ended?
I was going to do new business first because that's what I, told Ms. Carter about her motion. And the summary can be done by email, if we don't have time to finish Ms. Carter's motion. Okay, so I think, is there anybody else on public comment? If not, we'll move into new business, which is Ms. Carter.
I'm going to withdraw the motion for this meeting.
Okay. All right. Then we're going to have the 1 minute report from each group session, and I will make a statement regarding my group that I had members of my group went totally rogue on me. I won't mentioned their names. Well, actually, I will. Mr. Muldari and Mr. Goldmacher went totally rogue on me. So I will, group will not have a report at this time.
Say taxation without
representation. Yeah, I think the sum total was taxation without representation, which neither Mr. Muldari or Mr. Goldmacher wanted to write into chat. So I will move into the first breakout room. Ms. Pagano, does your group want to make a comment?
There is absolutely no comment to make because it looks like no one accepted the invitation to move into room 2.
Okay, Ms. Wolpley.
Okay, my breakout room, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, the breakout room that I was with, and we started off talking about the first question about the finances and the relationship with Pacifica, and there were serious concerns about KPFA's being needing to support what's happening at WBAI, especially with the loans and our building being used as collateral and the loans being in default, and that the relationship, and there was a question about, you know, why is it in the interest of KPFA to be part of the Pacifica network? And that question, it was not really, there were concerns about that it's better to have a whole network, but I think the other issue is, you know, what is exactly the relationship? Is it financial or is it programming, and how can that be done so that you can have both financial, independence and programming, And the other issue, we talked a little bit about programming independence, and actually we didn't get into that so much. It was really mostly about the financial relationship with Pacifica. Thanks.
Okay, the next one, Susan Da Silva. Any comments from your room?
We had a small group and two people, and they agreed with each other. The report is that KPFA needs to support the less affluent stations, and that the program council is key. There needs to be a program council. That things were, programming is so important. It was better when there was a program council. Better way to get new things on the air. And then my group was against having the proportional representation. They would like equal representation for each station. And one of the reasons is that it would really be difficult to be constantly reapportioning, having a system where it would have to be reapportioned when the levels in each station changed, which they all seem to be doing. And I hope I represented that correctly.
All right, thank you. Next, Ms. Schott, Candace Schott, any report from your group? Can you, you need to unmute. We can't hear you. Candace?
Sorry, here I am. I am here. Sorry about that. I was trying to make notes. So we talked on the first question about financial relationship with Pacifica Network. I'll just read, brief things here. The people wanted security of KPFA's own revenue. Pacifica should not be able to access KPFA's money at will. Members should be informed of the financial situation. On number two, adopting commercial underwriting, members should be informed of the consequences of underwriting. Someone said not opposed to the underwriting as long as, I'm assuming the contract is tight, and preparedness to lose that funding, would be in place. Who the people are. The listener should be informed to the proportion of budget that income does cover. And someone else commented that PSAs are harmless. I don't think you make any money on PSAs. On three, it should be proportional, one person said. And then someone else said that proportional feels like buying representation. There should be smaller boards, someone else said, or it should be based on membership, or someone else said creating another body altogether. For number four, too many staff, someone said, and it's ripe for trimming. Someone else said members should know about the risk of selling the building, and others said you shouldn't have to support other stations. For number five, develop programming unlike any other networks, more community outreach to younger audiences, and I think that was across the board. Everyone commented on that. Colleges, community centers, one place to start, and more diversity in programming, again, that addresses younger audiences.
Okay, thank you. The next, Mr. Chang, your room.
Yes, the room has five people, including I. One person responded to all questions, and it's fairly well described and thoroughly, I believe, captured in the chat by somebody, right? So there's no point for me to repeat them since they're going to be distributed later on. I just want to describe the overall sentiment of the room is that.
Well, you need to say it. Please say it verbally. We just need a summary from your group.
Okay, then I have to go back. I didn't take notes. I presume that
Okay, why don't we come back to you? Mr. Keith Barton, do you have any report from your group? We'll come back to you, Mr. Chang.
Okay.
Yes, I do. We had two people on Zoom and four people on phone. So the people on phone could not participate in the chat function. So I took notes for the comments. Only two people on the phone actually made comments. One person said that they were reluctant to give KPFA significant sums of money, even though they could afford to do so, because they felt that the money would disappear into the Pacifica black tunnel. One person suggested that the programming, it makes a big difference in terms of the fundraising at the station. In terms of governance, one person said that it should be somewhat proportional both membership and fundraising capacity. In terms of the programming, there was suggestion that there would be a team of people who would actually go to demonstrations and interview people who are protesting, and that this be a regular part of the programming, so that the programming is more relevant to what's happening in the community, and also more call-in shows for public comment. And in terms of increasing membership, I think I've already covered that. Okay, I think that's at least a thumbnail sketch. And I send this to the secretary.
Okay, thank you. Craig Dunkerley, any report from your group? Craig?
We were in the same group.
Oh, sorry. Michael, do you have a report you want to make?
The chat is captured, right, by somebody?
Yes, correct? Michael, can you read it?
I'll read it. Okay. You want me to read it or summarize?
Whichever.
Okay. All right. First was financial relationships. KPFA is the only station that's maintaining the central service payment to Pacifica. And number two, programming should be in compliance with the consent decree entered into the Between Pacific Foundation. And it's very difficult to do some of these things. Should the New York station should have some programming enrichment itself to get off the products and service they are offering. And number three, Pacifica governance structure. It is believed that the representation on the PNB board should be proportional to the membership.
Yes.
The people elected should have some kind of skill in media so they can help the growth.
He's quiet, as was Ortiz.
Yeah.
The
whole question is KPFA's building. How do we maintain the buildings? It is believed that it's a valuable property that we have. We should try to keep it as much as we can. And if we have to sell off the building to pay for the debts, then there's some financial situations is probably not appropriate, then that should be corrected. And how to increase KPFA membership, try to appease the younger listeners and more social media programming. That is it.
Was that your report?
Yes, that is it.
Okay, thank you very much. It is now 12:55. I see hands up. I, for the last 5 minutes, instead of adjourning early, I will take people whose hands are up. First one, 1438, please unmute. You have 1 minute and 30 seconds to speak until the meeting is adjourned at 1 o'clock.
1438, okay, that's on Nancy Saibaranadi-Tomi from KPFT. I would really like to see Pacifica work as a family like before and correct things that need to be corrected financially so we don't have all this bitterness and all this lawsuits and supporting KPFA people supporting a lawsuit against Pacifica, supporting the former IED of 2019 to shut down the BAI station. I mean, this is not Pacifica. This is not what Pacifica should be doing, stabbing our own station in the back. We've got to stop doing it. We have so much good that we need to do for the future generations. We've got to stop this.
All right.
We need to have more town halls like this. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Milos? Please unmute.
Yes.
You have 1 minute.
Thank you. Yeah, I have completely challenged the way this town hall meeting was carried out. First of all, nobody from our Rescue Pacifica, which comprised 7 members out of this, was ever approached to be part of carrying out any of the groups. As always, the majority handles things and does things on their own without even consulting. The people on the phones were not even allowed to participate in the chats to be able to respond adequately. The whole idea that we could have somebody who has a conflict of interest making a presentation about her actions, which definitely has put into risk Pacifica Foundation's licensing for broadcast license for WBAI, is also very damaging. And this whole concept that WBAI has been dragging down, and that the rich cousins of Pacifica, such as KPFA, is somehow sustaining the network is completely ludicrous, because there have been times when KPFA has required and has needed help
Rivera,
from this network.
Rivera.
Okay, let me say one last thing.
Ms. Rivera, please unmute. You have the floor. You're muted. Please unmute if you want to speak.
Go on to Donald Goldmark.
I'm going to Eleanor. Eleanor was first.
I'm back.
Eleanor, please unmute. Okay.
It's the wrong.
Okay, Miss.
Hello. I'm unmuted.
Okay, who's speaking?
Eleanor.
Okay, sorry. Go ahead.
It's the wrong idea even to think that one station should be protecting its little self from the rest of them. We're 5 fingers from a hand that works together. WBAI faced transmitter fees that were signed by the Pacifica National Board and not by anyone on WBAI that were ruinous. Because of the World Trade Center coming down, that was not WBAI's fault.
Okay, your time. It's 12:59. I'm going to call on the last speaker, Mr. Goldmacher.
Thank you. This mythology that poor WBAI is being punished by our station is ridiculous. They've had a manager there in place for 14 years, who apparently can't manage his way out of a paper bag. So they constantly run a deficit. And when people point that out, they go into this defensive posture. Oh, but we're trying so hard, and poor Gary Null raises all this money for us, blah, blah, blah. It's time to look at the truth here. That station's been mismanaged for the last 14 years, and they constantly run in the red. Why you think we should keep supporting their mismanagement is a mystery to all of us. Thank you.
Okay, it's 1 o'clock. The time certain for the meeting to be adjourned has come. Thank you very much for participating, and we'll see you at the next meeting.
Lily, we should have a motion to accept the excused absences.
Oh, yes, motion to accept excused absences.
Seconded.
Thank you.
Can't I comment?
No. Any objections?
Lily, ask for objections, please.
She's gone. Maybe she's gone.
Okay. The motion is, this is Carol Wolfley. I'm, ending the meeting after, motion to approve.
Please save the chat, please. And
the motion to approve.
Who's the vice chair?
The motion to approve the chair is absence. The motion to approve the excused absences, unless there's any,
please save the chat,
is approved. Thank you. The meeting is adjourned.
Yes, secretary does not take over when the chair is not there.
Actually.